Hey, I'm Scott Horton here to tell you about this great new book by Michael Swanson, The War State. In The War State, Swanson examines how Presidents Truman, Eisenhower, and Kennedy both expanded and fought to limit the rise of the new national security state after World War II. If this nation is ever to live up to its creed of liberty and prosperity for everyone, we are going to have to abolish the empire. Know your enemy. Get The War State by Michael Swanson. It's available at your local bookstore or at Amazon.com in Kindle or in paperback. Just click the book in the right margin at ScottHorton.org or TheWarState.com.
Next up, it's our old friend Kevin Zeese. How are you doing? I'm doing great. How are you? Welcome back.
Doing great. Happy to be on the show.
I was going to say from, and then I started thinking of this flood of URLs, and I wasn't sure which order to put them in, so I started stuttering.
Well, the one to emphasize at this point is for this show, is for this issue, the Trans-Pacific Partnership and these rigged corporate trade agreements, is Popular Resistance, popularresistance.org.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually talking to you from Capitol Hill. We're in the process of an occupation. Well, we're spending the night up here and staying up here until a critical vote this Friday. It'll be over by 3. It's a vote on whether or not to fast-track these rigged corporate trade deals
mm-hmm.
that are really crony capitalism on steroids. It's going to be a really close vote. It's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out. We're hearing such different reports from different news sources on how the votes are lining up. It's really interesting. So people need to take action. They want to stop, you know, this corporate coup, this big business coup. They should go to stopfasttrack.com. You can, from that, just put in your zip code, and they'll connect you with your member of Congress so you can talk to them. And then I'd urge you to call other members of Congress as well, you know, nearby. Just let them know to vote no on Fast Track. There's a big revolt going in the grassroots, and the elites in Washington are trying to ignore it, but it's coming from both the right and the left. Breitbart has some great stories about the right side of this, the Republican grassroots, the libertarian grassroots, the conservative grassroots that are just enraged over what they're calling Obama trade. And it's a whole secret deal where we don't get to see what he's negotiating, but they want to fast-track it through Congress. So Congress can't hold any hearings. They can't make any amendments. They have to vote up or down in a very short amount of time and really, you know, undermines democracy in order to pass a secret trade deal that is secret to all of us, but hundreds of Obama's friends who donate to his campaign, big business interests, have been helping to write it. So it's a treaty written by and for the big business interests, and it's definitely being against the people's interests. So we're trying to stop it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think this is a great clarifying issue here. And
exactly.
It really just goes to show, you know, the people on one side and power on the other side. And it doesn't matter
exactly.
If you're left, right, or, you know, a grassroots conservative, a grassroots liberal. And
yeah.
I know, you know, you guys tend to be kind of protectionist, but a libertarian 1000% free trader like myself would be just as opposed to it as you, because this is fascism. Come on, man. This has nothing to do with democracy, and it has nothing to do really with free trade either. It's 10 million
trade.
Words long is because it's
exactly.
all a bunch of corruption.
Exactly. Free is not what this is. This is not free. This is rigged trade.
Yeah, I even
this
read an article in the American Prospect, which is, I guess, kind of the center-left Democratic Party
yeah.
liberal line,
right?
And they were saying, yeah, no, we'd support free trade, but this isn't that. So,
exactly.
And they're even, I guess, what you'd call neoliberals, and they're like, no, but not this.
Exactly. It really is a clarifier. You can see who the populists are. You can see who the elites are. You can see the answers of the big business. You can see the answers of the people. It gets really clear with this. It's a really great opportunity to see what your elected official really stands for. Is he staying with you or staying with, you know, J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs and those kinds of, Halliburton-type corporations who are pushing this so aggressively? They've never seen up here. I mean, some of the members of Congress who oppose these rigged trade deals have never seen Obama work so hard to pass something. He is, like, working hard, and Paul Ryan, too. And as I said, check out these Breitbart articles. There's three of them now. Two came up yesterday, one came out today, that just describe how the Republican support on this is collapsing because the grassroots is pushing so hard. And I think one reason that the leadership pushed for the vote this Friday, even though they're not sure if they have the votes, is because they're afraid of the grassroots. They don't want members going home for the weekend and talking to people. They don't want another week of telephone calls. We did a phone call day last week, one day. This is from the left side. One day we had 60,000 phone calls into the U.S. House of Representatives. 60,000. Our friends who are working on the right side of this, the Republican side of this, they did a Twitter storm on Monday. It was a trending Twitter, not only nationally but globally. The grassroots is outraged by this idea of a secret trade agreement rushed through Congress with no hearings at all. They're outraged, and yet the elites ignore us. And this is a really great opportunity to put them in their place. I think we can win this vote, but people have to mobilize.
Yeah, man, I'm with you. So two things here real quick, and we still got 4 or 5 minutes. So if you could, please give me like a real crash course in the kinds of cronyism that are in here. You know, really teach me some stuff about what the hell is in this thing. Not just, you know, it's corrupt because Goldman supports it. I mean, that's simple enough. We could all just, you know, march right to Capitol Hill based on that alone, obviously. But why do they support it, really? And then secondly, convince me that my congressman gives a damn if I call him, too.
Well, the second question is the most important one. They do give a damn. You know, when NAFTA passed, that's when the Democrats lost control of the House. That's when Democrats lost their seats. This is an issue that cost them their jobs, and they are afraid of this massive grassroots tsunami. It definitely has an impact. There are many members of Congress who are coming out against this, who, you know, we just didn't know whether they would or not, and they're coming out against it. Others, we know we have a place on Capitol Hill we're occupying where they have to walk back and forth between the House office buildings and the Capitol building. Some of them will just, like, we ask them, where do you stand? They won't say. What's your name? They won't say. They don't want anyone knowing. They're so embarrassed by what they're doing and so afraid of it. They won't even want to talk about it in public. They just don't want the pressure. So they're afraid of people. So I do think it makes a difference. I know it's hard to even believe in our oligarchic government, but there is a power in people who are mobilized the way that this movement is. We have the largest ever grassroots movement on the left on this, covering food and water and banking and labor and environment. I mean, every issue that you care about is affected by these trade agreements because they're so broad. Basically, what these trade agreements are so bad about them is, you know, things that they can't get through the front door of Congress, as corrupt as Congress is. Things they can't get through the corrupt Congress through the front door, these big business interests, are shoving in the back door here. And that's why they're keeping it secret. The reason, you know, the fact that it's secret is a clue as to why, you know, you're on, you know, the people on the wrong side of this, on this agreement. They're doing things like creating these evergreen patents so that pharmaceuticals can keep their prices high. A 20-year patent, and if you just change the formula, you know, by going from a gel to a liquid or saying it's no longer for just a headache, but also for a stomach ache, you get another 20-year patent. And any generic drug that wants to come on the market has to redo all the research. They cannot rely on the research done by the pharmaceutical company. So it keeps prices of drugs artificially high just to create profits for an already way too abusive of their clout pharmaceutical industries. That's just one example how it'll affect our pocketbooks. They're expanding the patents not just to pharmaceuticals. They also want to change patents to cover surgical and other medical procedures. So if you want to use a procedure, you have to pay for it now. Right now, there's no such thing as paying for a procedure, a patent on a procedure. They want to change it to do that. I mean, they want copyrights of books to last 120 years for a textbook. I mean, so it's insane. I mean, they're just giving everything that corporate. Plus, they have these trade tribunals that will basically destroy our court system. A trade tribunal, the judges are three judges from corporate power, you know, corporation on leave from their corporate job. They make a decision, then they go back to their corporate job. These decisions by trade tribunals can't even be overturned by our Supreme Court. They are more powerful than our Supreme Court. So they are undermining the third branch of government completely with this. And, of course, Fast Track itself, I think, undermines the constitutional responsibility of Congress, which under the Commerce Clause, Article 1 of the Constitution, Congress is said to be responsible for regulating trade between nations. They are giving that power to President Obama. And so that to me, is undermining of the separation of powers and the requirement that trade between nations be regulated by Congress, not by the president. So those are just a few examples. I find this to be a total transformation of an already weak democracy to a much weaker one. These are all anti-democratic provisions, anti-constitutional, really undermine the whole judicial system.
Right. Popularresistance.org, stopfasttrack.com. Okay, I can keep interviewing you for a second. I just want to make sure the live audience got to hear that one more time before we went into the break.
All right, we appreciate
it. Sorry to cut you off so soon there, but thanks very much for coming back on the show.
Really
appreciate you, Kevin.
Appreciate it. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, that's Kevin Zeese, y'all, popularresistance.org, and again, stopfasttrack.com. Hey, I'm Scott Horton here for The Future of Freedom, the monthly journal of the Future Freedom Foundation at fff.org/subscribe. Since 1989, FFF has been pushing an uncompromising moral and economic case for peace, individual liberty, and free markets. Sign up now for The Future Freedom, featuring founder and president Jacob Hornberger, as well as Sheldon Richmond, James Bovard, Anthony Gregory, Wendy McElroy, and many more. It's just $25 a year for the print edition, $15 per year to read it online. That's fff.org/subscribe. And tell them Scott sent you.